Facebook and YouTube say they're trying to stop the spread of violent footage online after the mosque shootings in Christchurch, New Zealand. At least 49 people were murdered. The gunman live-streamed the attack on Facebook and appears to have posted on other social media sites beforehand. Kurt Wagner is senior editor for social media at Recode. And Kurt, just how widespread was this video across these social platforms?
It was very widespread. I mean, you mentioned that the video started as a live stream on Facebook, and then it ended up spreading to other video services like YouTube and Twitter. And a lot of people started to, you know, once the original video was up, to download it, you know, either cut it up into bits or just share it in full in other places. So these companies started to then scramble to try and not only, you know, obviously take down the original, but stop other people from sharing copies of it across the web.
Even hours after the massacre, these companies were still having trouble removing it, though. I mean, why weren't their algorithms working faster?
Well, I think this is a good reminder that these algorithms are not yet that advanced. I mean, it's impossible really to proactively block live video. It's happening live. You can't really get ahead of that. And then the fact that this was able to spread as wide as it did and kind of be shared by people after the fact is just a reminder that these algorithms that the companies keep talking about are still a work in progress, right? I mean, it is not yet to the point technologically where they can say, hey, here's a video and we're going to simply block it across the network from every user mm-hmm. in every kind of format. And so this is, you know, a stark reminder that we're not quite there where they would like to be.
Even people who weren't seeking the content out were able to see it in their feeds, which is a shock, frankly.
Well, this is how those algorithms work, right? And this is part of the reason why people who do these terrible things go and post them on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter, which is that if people start watching them and the algorithms think that this is the type of video or the type of content that people want to see, Facebook will, you know, unintentionally maybe show that to even more people, right? That is the whole point of Facebook, is to basically be able to broadcast things to a wider group of people than you would otherwise reach. And that, you know, works when you're announcing something positive, but it also, in this case, obviously works when the content is really terrible.
How motivated are these companies to remove this content quickly, either because there's a huge demand for it, as morbid and terrible as it is, or because they don't want to be accused of censorship?
I think it's a huge priority. I mean, I think they're incredibly motivated to take it down. I do think you bring up a compelling argument here, and not necessarily in this specific case, but just in general, one of the reasons these companies tend to be slower on taking stuff down is because they're worried about these free speech issues. And so they tend to be a little bit slower, I think, than a lot of people would want for that very reason. Obviously, in this case, I don't think there's any argument that this should be taken down. Mm-hmm. And I think they're working, I would assume, as fast as possible to do that.
But the truth is, it hasn't totally vanished. People who know what they're doing have ways of capturing it, archiving it, and disseminating it still.
Sure. I mean, you know, that old adage, once something goes on the internet, it's there forever, right? Once this video was posted and people were able to download it, it's just a matter of re-uploading it in different corners of the web. And so, yeah, this is still not fully gone.
That's Kurt Wagner, senior editor for social media at Recode. Kurt, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Peter.